Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on and off the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smilkwood, an international
call. Interface complete.
Get my background music, get me a little calm up in this thing, man. Y'all already know what time it is. Your boy DJ Smells So Good. You are live on the Starship Smell It Prize. We are floating around the universe, you know what I'm saying? Floating country to country, man, because I got tired of the United States, you know what I'm saying? Being with that BS and that stress. Yes. So I had to go ahead and get on my Starship and blast off, man. And we do this each and every day, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure y'all come on through here and let you know what we do. This is just what we do. I want to let y'all know, man, the official two-man army. Congratulations to the boys. Congratulations to the group as a whole. You know what I'm saying? For doing their thing at the Bay Area Idol Talent Search Expo on December 12th, 2009. I had the pleasure, you know what I'm saying, of being there. We went down at the Palladium Theater over there in St. Pete. Shouts out to St. Pete. And shouts out to the host, hosted by Orlando from Wild 94.1. You know what I'm saying? That's the DJ. DJ Orlando did his thing. And it was a beautiful day, man. It was so many people there. Had special invited guests. Guest appearance by Eric Darius. You know what I'm saying? The famous jazz saxophonist. You had... And I got pictures with them, people. If y'all don't believe me, check out the web pages and stuff like that coming soon. But Ted the Wizard Mills, yeah, singer-songwriter from the Blue Magic, you know what I'm saying, Blue Magic's group, singing that Sideshow. You know what I'm saying? He was up in there, came on stage and did two songs, blessed the youth, because it's all about the youth, you know what I'm saying? And really kind of showed them how to, you know, the old school used to do it, you know what I'm saying? And the brother came up there and did his thing. Looked excellent. Really held it down, you know what I'm saying? They had Dr. Benjamin Chavez from the Hip Hop Summit, Jennifer Holloway from Bright House Networks, Tamara Bradley, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to her, Miss Black Florida USA was in the building, her little cute self. And let me see, Steve Bell from Bell Entertainment. We had Ray Dominguez from Right Side Poets, HBO's Brave New Voices. We had Diane Little, a law graduate and forensic judge. And this was all sponsored by Everyone's Youth United Incorporations. Bright House, Full Color Print, Wild Night. Hey, I mean, it had so many sponsors there. You know, it was like a million sponsors. And big shouts out to DJ Shorty E. You know what I'm saying? Had the pleasure of finally meeting him. You check him out at shortye.com. And, you know, we held it down. Went over to Club Tantria after that. But they was... with the bullshit, but it's all good. And just to let y'all know, man, what y'all kind of missed, I was only checking out the first half of the show. The first half was very well organized. You know, shouts out to all the planners of the event. It popped off on time. It went smoothly. You know what I'm saying? And the action, I didn't see any problems. You know what I'm saying? No mics was cutting out, except for one group that got up there, but they was sound like it was just bullshitting anyway, but you know, shouts out to them, you know what I'm saying, and to everybody else, you know what I'm saying. It was from the 5 to 18 year old category. You had a dance group, Studio Element. You had a vocalist, Blaine Krause. You had a rapper, came up, Kid Cash. You had some step teams, Soul Steppers. You had a spoke word artist. Our youth, our women these days. And I got to say, I got to repeat it in the words of Orlando. You fellas better step your game up when it comes to talking to these women, man. I mean, I know you can go out there and talk to the women that'll give up their ass quick, you know what I'm saying? But if you really want to get with a woman that's got some intelligence on her, you need to get with a woman that can really formulate her words and be articulate. And that's a spoken word artist or a poet. You know, y'all running out there trying to get the chick with the short skirts on, but she ain't going to do nothing but go around there and try to screw all your friends. You know what I'm saying? So, but shouts out to Kiara, you know what I'm saying, the spoken word artist. We had Cornelius come back in, do some dance. We had Kyle, you know what I'm saying, kick some vocals. Of course, we had the official two-man army, you know what I'm saying, do they rap and dance, shutting it down. We had another brother, Jared Armstrong. Oh, man, excellent brother right there. You know, I just don't do kids on my show, so I can't interview nobody. But when y'all get over 18, y'all come holler at me. But my brother, he tore up. He got two thumbs up from Eric Darius, you know what I'm saying? Because he ripped the saxophone. Then you had Shinoa, we're doing spoken word, excellent. Anthony Murphy came up, did a vocal. Big Boy blew it like Ruben Studdard. Then you had Diverse, came up and did another rap, which is good. Rhythm and Soul Tap. White girls came up and shut it down with the tap dancing. I mean, they really knew their history, gave a little history and everything. Shouts out to Gregory Hines, and they did their thing. Then you also had Miss Rena come back doing some spoken word and Nonchalant on the dance. So those are all the groups for the first half of the show, because they had it in two different halves. The first half was for the 5 to 18 year olds, and then the second half was for the 19 year olds and up. So I actually missed that side and missed that half. But you know, I did find out that, you know, shit, the ones who I came to see, the official two-man army, won. So they are the winners, you know what I'm saying? One of the winners of the Beta Bay Area Idol, Talent Search Expo. And it went down real big. Excellent event, you know what I'm saying? And definitely for the youth. I know it was something real big, you know what I'm saying, that it was just a pleasure for me to even be able to be there. So this show is dedicated to the official two-man army, you know what I'm saying. Congratulations to all the winners, you know what I'm saying, that was there, you know what I'm saying, at the 2009 Beta Bay Area Idol Contest. And it was for $10,000 prize. So yeah, they got I don't know if it was in a scholarship or what form it was in, but it was 10 grand, 10 stacks. And however 10 stacks can help you, I'm pretty sure. You know, yeah. And don't forget, coming up, y'all, January 1st, I'm launching, January 1st, 2010, I'm launching the official WDGE Radio TV. You know what I'm saying? I got my official TV video show that's going to be launching January 1st, also along with the website. So I'm needing all sponsors, advertisers, anybody got some indie videos or anything, you know, that you want to get out there to the world, please send it to Smelly BTR. That's Smelly BTR. You know what I'm saying? It's B as in boy, T as in Tom, R as in Robert. I want to send a special shout out to Miss Janice Jackson. I was on the show prior to this, you know what I'm saying, before I came up on here getting my spiritual enlightenment on. And you know, her co-host, Brother Allen, you know what I'm saying, up in them, holding down real big for the spiritual world, you know what I'm saying, and covered a real touchy subject when it comes to me, something like, you know, covering the Willie Lynch letter. But it's this thing about Christmas, and I ain't going to cover it today. You have to come back this Wednesday, you know what I'm saying, and it's the what does Christmas mean to me and you Wednesday. And we're going to go in a little bit more depth, basically do a part two of what they covered on her show. It went very in-depth, very informative, you know what I'm saying, very enlightening. And if you didn't get to check it out, please come back to blogtalkradio.com and search for Janice Jackson, J-E-N-N-I-C-E, Miss Janice Jackson, and check out the archives. Very excellent show. And if I start talking about it, then I'm end up getting into Wednesday's show. So just tune in Wednesday. And we're going to go into really what, you know, Christmas means to me and what it means to you. And then we'll, you know, see if we can come to a solution. You know what I'm saying? If you can stop lying, then we probably going to be able to come to a solution. If you can't stop lying to yourself and to your kids, then we ain't going to be able to come to a solution. And we're going to stand this revolving door that we're in right now. But one thing I will say about these holidays is definitely come together with your family. If it takes you one time a year, besides funerals, you know what I'm saying, to come together and be with your family, then by all means, you know, really double up on this month, you know, and just get it all in. Because, you know, I don't understand that, how people don't give all year long, but then in the end of the year, they expect to get something back. That's like taxes. I don't pay taxes. Why am I expect to get something back? I ain't looking for nothing on the tax return. Because I'm not giving you nothing. You know what I'm saying? In actuality, I am, but then I'm not. So, you know, me, just being the spirited person I am, I give you whatever I can 365 days a year. I said that on her show. I'm going to say it on mine. And that's how, if I can give you some encouraging words, be the best person you can be every single day. Don't just try to be a good person. Be the best person you can possibly be, because tomorrow can be your last. You can walk out after this show and fall off of your steps and break your neck and kill yourself. What would Christmas have meant to you? What would Christmas have meant if you died the day 11:59 at the stroke of midnight before Christmas? You done went out and spent $10,000 on Christmas gifts. But you died at 11:59. What did them Christmas gifts mean? But I bet you if you went and told everybody, you know what I'm saying, told your entire family, hey, I love everybody, I don't know what Christmas what might come of Christmas. But even, you know, without these gifts, you know what I'm saying, I just want to let you know I love each and every one of y'all's families, members, friends. You know, that's a gift. Love is the most powerful and cheapest gift that you can give, and you can't find it in the store. But the problem is most people go out there looking in the stores thinking that they're going to buy a six-pack of love on the shelf and be able to spread it around cheaply. You know what I'm saying? You cannot do that at all. You know what I'm saying? No cheap love. And that's real. You're riding out with DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a.
Darkness, everybody. Everyone's darkness is spreading.
Yeah, that's what they call me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm up here on the Starship Smell of Prize working these things on. You know, for y'all. Yeah, there we go. Let me work that thing on now. And I got to send shouts out to my, no offense, people, but right here on the Starship Smell of Prize, we do a practice affirmative action. No, I am already black, so I don't need to hire myself. But, yeah, we do go out and hire some of our handicaps. So, you know, I want to send a shout out to my retarded homeboy. You know what I'm saying? Y'all talk. Call at him. Yeah, y'all already know. Big ups to Timmy. And that's what we do right here, you know what I'm saying? Each and every day, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., we just try to, you know, reach somebody's mind intelligently. And if we can't, then, yeah, I go the ignorant route and go ahead and punch you in your head and make you understand. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, though, I try to keep the peace. I try to keep the peace. So, yeah. Let me go ahead and get into the stars of the hour right here. I'm going to try to get them up on the phone, see what they are. You know what I'm saying? See what they got to say about what went down. You know what I'm saying? At the Nizite. Yeah, and y'all can also go to WDGE Radio TV. Coming soon. You know what I'm saying? .com. And y'all got to hold on, though, because January 1st is the official date. I got the website already up, putting all the little good pages on there. You can go and see a whole page from the Two-Man Army. They got their page on there. TampaRap.com got a page. I mean, I got so many pages. They got people that got pages on my site that it's going to be crazy for you not to be able to come to my site, because everybody's going to be on my site. Yeah, that's how I represent. So big ups once again to the winners of the Bay Area Idol. Also, just celebrating their birthdays. You know what I'm saying? That's the official Two-Man Army. That's real. So let's go ahead and get on this thing, man. This is Out of the Cage. We're going to start this thing out right here on the Starship. Smell it, Prize. It's going down, people. Welcome in the building.
My daddy went. heaven. I wonder if he's dealing with them boys from 9-11. Ask the reverend, forgive me, Father, but I have sinned. But it's okay, cause I'ma cleanse it with his sin. I'ma win. Ain't no losing my bloodline. It's your aura. Ready on the front line. Who the fuck want it? They can damn so get it. 50 rounds in my chamber. I'm a damn so city. Committed to the game, cause I'm lyrically insane. This is real life and it ain't no game. I'm showing you niggas how I bring that pain. So come on, coach, put me in the game. They let the dog got out of the cage. They let the dog got out of the cage. They let the dog got out of the cage. They let the dog got out of the cage. My daddy said I'm lazy. My girl think I'm crazy. My model always been, fuck you, payment. If you ain't got money, get the fuck away from it. And girl, if you ain't bought shit, don't even talk to me, cause I don't need you. I got my dudes that's gon' ride with me. That's all I need. Don't let me forget the choppers in the grenade. I'm about to go crazy. They let me out the cage. Now I'm going in the race. The streets got me crazy. I'm just my daddy's baby. I ain't no baby. I'm just young Ron, the illest nigga alive. I'm ready to ride. So let's go do a motherfucking drive-by. They let the dog got out of the cage. Oh, they let the dog got out of the cage. Oh, they let the dog got out of the cage. Oh, they let the dog got out of the cage. Oh, they let the dog got out of the cage. Oh, they let the dog got out of the cage. Oh, they let the dog got out of the cage. Oh, they let the dog got out of the cage.
Y'all can check them out at theofficial2manarmy .com. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Or, you know, you can definitely check them out on MySpace. Go to MySpace.com. I think I'll have to give you all the exact links. Yeah, because I don't like to spit out nobody's links. And I don't know what the I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the I'm talking about. Let me give y'all a little bit of you know, we do the news at the top of the hour, you know what I'm saying, coming up at the top of the hour. We get, you know, throw you into that nutty news of the day. I got to check my mail, too. I think somebody sent me some beats for the shizzo, you know what I'm saying? If you got beats that you want to feature on my show, man, you know, I'm talking about just what I'm doing right now. I just want to talk over it, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to bust no freestyles, no raps, sell your beats or nothing. You know, send me a promo beat. You know what I'm saying? I need it at least 2 or 3 minutes long, though, so I can, you know, talk over it comfortably. And I give you shout-outs and everything, you know what I'm saying, credit for your beats, websites, whatever you need. You know, just hit me up and let me know. And, yeah. So, one thing I will say, though, in regards to the Fisher Two-Man Army, they hungry. And I would, you know what I'm saying, but one thing you can't do is go out there and let nobody just run over you. You got to be weary in this game. A lot of people see your talent and they want to take your talent for weakness. It's something like your kindness, you know what I'm saying? And you just got to be careful. You know, everybody ain't got your best interest at heart. You know, a lot of people just want to, you know, take advantage of you. So you got to watch out that, you know what I'm saying? Especially being the youth in the industry, you know what I'm saying? They know that they give you $1,000 and you think that that's something, you know what I'm saying? No, it's not, really. But, you know, they did their thing. You also check out the official two-man group, two-man army, and the dancers. They got four hot backup dancers. Shout-out to all the backup dancers, you know what I'm saying? Flipping and sliding and splitting and twirling and just doing work and doing everything on the stage. I mean, it wasn't nothing they didn't do. You know what I'm saying? The worm, you know, they really, even Orlando had to come back and was like, man, y'all done turned this into a concert. And that's what I think the judges really was looking for, that, yeah, that you all are ready for the limelight, because they want to know if you won, what would you do with this $10,000? This is to better your career. This is to take you into that next round, to put you into that limelight, because a lot of, every independent artist don't have the means, don't have the money, you know what I'm saying? Until you get to contests like this, enter yourself. And if you got talent, get up there and do it. If you got talent, you need to get up there and be at every single contest that you can possibly get in to get exposure to the world. Let me give y'all a little weather, man. Right about now, it's 76 degrees in Florida. Feels like 78. Humidity is 86 degrees. Pressure's up 30.14 inches. The wind's from the north-northwest at 1 mile per hour. Sunny. And take you all the way over across the world to Canada, which is where my co-host is at. Shouts out to Ms. Tasha Triple X. And, yeah, they're freezing, people. It's 36 degrees. Yeah. Light rain. Feels like it's 32. It's 100% humidity. The pressure is 29.93 inches. And the wind is from the south-southeast at 5 miles per hour. Yeah. Pretty cool, people. It's pretty cool. Shouts out all my Toronto candy doves out there. You know what I'm saying? Doing real big. And today, man, we dedicating the show, you know what I'm saying, to the official two-man army. You know what I'm saying? Got to get Miss Michelle on the phone after a while. And, you know what I'm saying, just find out what's the next project and stuff that they got. And we'll find that out. We're going to get into this creek with me. You know what I'm saying? It's going down right here big, man. Each and every day. Starship. Smelly Pride. And then after we come back from the news, y'all, we're going on a ride out. So y'all be ready for that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Going on a ride out. Taking this thing to the next level. Let's go.
can't suspend it now.
Yeah, man. Two-man army hold it down right there, y'all. This is how we do it, you know what I'm saying? Each and every day, Monday through Friday, you know what I'm saying? 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend, you know what I'm saying? Please come and check in because I hold it down for nothing but the indie artist, man. If you is not indie, you offend me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And, yeah, that's how we do it, man. Let's see what else went down besides the Bay Area Idol. I'm a homeboy Ant Dog coming through. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to see if I had a song up on here. I got to load Slim Baby up because I don't know why I don't have it up here. But, yeah. All right. I thought I had that up though. All right. Well, somebody want to give me a shout out real quick, y'all. So, you know, I got to go ahead and let people do what they do. Can't argue with me.
What's good? What's good? This your boy, SFN Visuals, always checking in with DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. DJ FTP, a.k.a. DJ For The People. Fuck the police. You know what I'm talking about? Hell yeah, 2009, always out.
Yeah, y'all already know that. And, you know, sometimes, man, I get a little nutty. And, you know, I'd be liking to make a couple little prank calls. So we're going to go ahead and call over here, you know, to my favorite bar. I'll be chilling at, you know what I'm saying, after I get off the show. And I want to get a little bubbly in my belly, you know. I go over to Moe's.
Tavern, where do you leave me to drink?
Yeah, hello, is Mike there? Last name, Roch.
Hold on, I'll check. Mike Roch! Mike Roch! Hey, has anybody seen Mike Roch lately?
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. You know how I do. You know what I'm saying? Everything that y'all hear to is live, uncut, uncensored, adults only radio. You know what I'm saying? If you're on this show and you find it kind of offensive,
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Just letting you know. And all y'all white folks coming to my show, you little white boys.
You know, sometimes people need surgery to make them feel better about themselves.
Yes, because
all my life I felt I was black. I listen to hip-hop, I watch UPN, and I love playing basketball.
The hell kind of racial stereotype is that? I don't love watching basketball. I'm like smoking with, yeah, that's what we do. Me and Tim be running, but putting it in the air for y'all out there. You already know, man. So, getting right back into it, you know what I'm saying? Because, matter of fact, y'all, hold on. Let me do something real quick. Hold on. Let me throw this porn music on. Y'all, hold on. Quick second. Let me do something. There you go. Let's go ahead and call up Two Man Army and see what they're working with. Come right back, y'all. Y'all, hold on.
Belonging to 7 2.
God damn it.
6 7 8.
All right. Well, I guess we won't be calling the Two Man Army up. All right. We'll have to get them back on the line in a second, y'all. We're gonna try to find that. After this here, we're gonna try to get Two Man Army on the line and see what's crack-a-lacking. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So if you don't know what the fuck the Two Man Army is, go ahead and put these motherfuckers in your ear, man. Oh, whoa. What you say, Sleepy?
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ Smell So Good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleepy J on the world. I'm both fucked up right now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still going to rock Trey 4 regardless. That's my life. Trey 4 for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN Visuals in the building, too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood. Right here.
Right on.
Oh, yeah. Even though I don't go to it. MySpace.com/ SFN Visuals. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Fo, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Part of time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, Tampa, bitch.
Yeah. 813, I see you on the line.
What's happening? This your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yeah.
Gotta get a few of these promos out the way, you know what I'm saying? Get the promos out the way, they paying me for it.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ Fix coming to you live and direct from Bottoms Up, the only spot that matters, maybe the hottest spot in the state of Florida. You can hate us, but you'll never forget us. Rolling with Wrecking the Game Entertainment, as always, DJ FTP in the house, baby. That's right, DJ Fix, you heard me, baby.
Yeah, man. All right, 813. Oh. You're officially on board the Starship Smelly Prize.
What's happening?
Yeah, man, if y'all don't know who's in the building, man, we got motherfucking Killsborough Ross. Killsborough Ross is in the building. It's the Ant Dog. I got a load of some, I had Slim Baby. I know I played Slim Baby on here. I might be on F-Bomb Radio, too.
F-Bomb Radio?
Yeah, F-Bomb Radio came about because, went into a couple of rooms and motherfuckers was like, hey, you guys can't come in here saying those throwing the F-bombs down in the chat room. You know, we were like, fuck this, fuck that. You know, man, fuck that. And I was like, hey, you know, so some shows on here are actually kid-friendly. This is just not one of them. Yeah.
Now, it's grown folk time. It's grown folk time.
Yeah, we won't even play that. Yeah, man, what's crack-a-lackin', man? What's going on today, man? What's happening with you?
Man, I called you to find out about this little group you were talking about and see what was going on, but I seen you couldn't get them on the line, so why don't you tell me a little bit about them? I want to, you know, find out what's going on.
Oh, yeah, too, man. Matter of fact, hold on, let me try to pull up this damn, it's the official... I think it's the number 2 manarmy.com. And if I'm wrong, I'm going to let y'all know. And I'm not. Okay, yeah. You can go to theofficial2manarmy.com. And y'all can see the actual little bios, contact, press, artists, calendars, photos, all that. I'm going to drop the link in there for you, homie. You can click on it. If you happen to be online at www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr, you can go into the chat room and click on the link. Got a song called Certified. That's going to be coming out. And let me go ahead and give y'all a little background on these boys. Let me turn that off. Let's see. The group known as the Two-Man Army consists of two MCs. And the genre of music consists of rap and hip-hop. The group came together in 2005. They was formed when Young R and Young Ron met in middle school and began to play drums together in local community marching band. Then they started writing the lyrics and then later formed the group, which is previously known as the Re-Up Gang. Yeah. Which, that didn't make no sense for no damn kids and shit, but all right. For which did include a third R&B artist known as Naguan, but later during future recordings he decided to go solo and leave the group. So the group was introduced to Kendrick Music Management. CEO of the company is known as Jacob Anderson II. And in about 6 months after the group began writing and recording the music, Jacob took the group in meetings, gave them the knowledge they needed to know about the music industry and what they needed to do to achieve the group goals. During that time, they began to perform in various locations, community centers, team parties, and a couple of established clubs that allowed them to come in. This helped, you know, the group to form a connection with the community and their peers, for which they all became well known as the Two-Man Army. Continue to feature to further promote the group music, which you can check them out at myspace.com/2manarmy112. The recent performances for the Tampa Bay Idols, headliner show at Club 112 in Tampa, Florida, the Atrium, Clearwater, Florida, and dance contest at Studio Inc. in Tampa, Florida, for which they received a standing ovation for their performance. They also done charity performances for New Life Foundation to help raise money for children in Haiti. They did a film debut to educate and help prevent teen domestic violence. They're also in a film right now. It's called Sunshine. Y'all can check them out. Along with your boy Smells So Good. We got that coming out. The group has completed an album titled Armored Down with their titled hit single Come Creep, which I believe I played that on. I'm finna play it. They're currently working on new music for a soundtrack for upcoming film, which is Sunshine. They're also doing local radio, internet radio, and TV performances. Part of the Metro PCS music downloads. Congratulations on that. And they're doing several other shows locally. They're a member of the BMI, BDS, MotorHipHop.com, Wild 98.7, Slip and Slide World, Kareem 93.93.com, HoodHardMovement.com, Big Link Radio. Man, a whole bunch of motherfuckers. They're affiliated with every goddamn body, including Facebook. They network with Charles King, who was A&R for the Independent Artist Takeover, and it has been an inspiration and supporter of the group. Shout out to all the DJs. And, yeah. And you want to read anything else? Shit, that was pretty goddamn extensive. Man, well, and they just turned 18.
What's a good thought like, huh?
You know, man, just turned 18. So you also go over there to check out Vision, which is another up-and-coming artist off of that same
They might be having exclusive music pretty soon, huh?
Yeah, so doing their thing, man. Let me see. Hold on a second. Did I play that Creep? Let me see. I might have played that. I don't think I did, but what I played. The Out of the Cage, Get Loose. Yeah, I did. I just played Creep with me. Matter of fact, I just played the hit single. So y'all run this back. The song that I just played actually was the single I believe. Wait a minute, I say Come Creep. Creep with me, it's the same thing. Yeah. So
I got a request.
What's that? Out of the cage, come creep me. Yeah. What's up?
Let's see, I don't know if you got this song by this artist, but it's about a year. It's about what, 3-4? Hot Sauce and Collard Greens.
Oh man, damn. You know I was gonna actually upload that shit and laugh.
He
talk about a song that was written and produced by your boy Smell So Good. In response to the bullshit that you motherfucking whack ass goddamn chicken noodle soup ass motherfucking artists out there coming out with this bullshit. Hamburger, ice cream, fucking all that bullshit that don't apply to nothing. So, being the smoker that I am in my creative nature, I came out with a song that applies, that has some application. So, hot sauce is just what we use on a daily basis. It's your lighter. Collard greens is what we smoke, keyword, collard greens. You know what I'm saying? So, you put them together, and that's what you got. Hot sauce and collard greens.
But see, they don't know that.
I had to break it down. See, that actually makes sense, and it's a humbug song. And it's really, I ain't even put no credit into it. And if that bullshit blows up, which I'm pretty sure it would, just because of the way the music is rolling nowadays, you know what I'm saying? But nah, man, that is hell nah.
Man, you can give us 30 seconds of it. Shit, I ain't heard no
that
while.
Is, I
want you.
Oh no, it ain't that. I ain't got it uploaded. I have to upload it. Matter of fact, I'll upload it. But as a matter of fact, after the nutty news of the day, we'll get into the hot sauce and collard greens. I'll find that, upload that, and make sure that I play that. Because you know that's what we do here, people. We do play the motherfucking request now. Y'all call up 347-237-5125, make a request. As long as it's an independent artist, you know what I'm saying? And they either sent me the music or I know how to get their music. You know, I'll play their music. You know what I'm saying? It gets spun, yeah. So that's what we do. let me see here. Before I get into this next song, I'm going to get to another cut little exclusive cut. I'm trying to find it. Hold on, quick.
You always be having some new shit. That's what I like when I be buying CDs from you, man. You always get some new shit or some shit that has some extra shit in it. You know what I'm saying? Like that Young Jock, man. You slow that bitch down so good, man. Over here in Kelwood, I be riding down the street, man. You got white folks looking everywhere. Oh, where I get that from? Where I get that from? They want a dub.
Only
in
the game, entertainment. That's real. Only from Wrecking the Game Entertainment, people.
Hey, go down there and holler at Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Shit, you can't do shit for me. Go get it yourself. Go get it yourself.
No,
why don't you come out here and sell CDs? I don't know. I'll talk to them.
Well,
a lot of people out here want some CDs now.
I'd be too busy because I'm at the...
What is a gentleman? He is kind, polite, and stands by his word. He is well-dressed and treats a lady with respect.
Want to be a gentleman? Pay a woman the ultimate compliment by shoving 20s in her panties at the Crazy Cut. Oh, tonight and every night, your luck is in town at the Crazy Cut, where the ladies are beautiful and, oh, so very friendly.
Come on, boys. I'm waiting for a gentleman like you.
That's right. Candy wants to fake break herself for money and make you feel exactly what you're not. A lady killer. It's the gentleman's choice. And a lady always loves to be noticed.
Woo! Titties! What could be more gentlemanly than staring at silicone breasts while my wife is playing slot machines?
Nothing.
I'm here for a conference. What about my colleagues?
I'll make you all feel special, one after the other. Just give me money.
Yes, bring your clients. After all, once they see how drunk and horny you get over a pair of fake bazookas, they're sure to take your professional input seriously. What gentleman wouldn't?
Well, a lady likes to be treated.
Only at the Crazy Cock. It's your duty as a gentleman.
That's real.
Yeah, the Crazy Cock Strip
Don't
Club.
Forget,
you
y'all.
Can find them two locations, one on the west and one on the east at 1290 6th Street, downtown San Jose, 95111. Or you could go to the east coast and find them at 810 7th Avenue, New York, New York, 10019.
All right. Thank you. That's my dog, Goofy Bone, representing San Jose, California. Giving y'all that info where y'all can go and catch, you know what I'm saying, me out, you know what I'm saying, coming up January 3rd, 2009. I'll be up at the Crazy Cock Strip Club with my 10-year-old's bar mitzvah. We're going to be in there mazel toffing all around that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, making it rain with dreidel.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
I want to touch base on you about something anyway right now, anyway, if you don't mind.
You're going to be throwing foreskin everywhere. What up?
I talked to Brian and Kid Money down there in Empire a couple of nights ago, right? And I was
seeing them niggas standing outside, last night, night before last?
Probably night before last, Saturday night. I was inquiring about, like, this is what I wanted to do, man. I wanted to get the entertainment part of Kills with Wrecking and fuck with Wrecking the Game on this one, right? But I don't know how it would work, though, because he didn't say nothing about no money at the door. But what basically, from my understanding, you don't get no money at the door this time around. What's going to happen is you only get so many minutes for so much money. And I was thinking, damn, if I put $1,000 down and invited some of these local artists in that really want to get heard, and do my little 30-second thing, do three of my songs within 30 seconds, you know what I'm saying, and let everybody get up there, do their shit real quick. You know, it'd probably be like $1,000, but I was wanting to know if I can get it together, if you would be willing to come out there and do the DJ thing, because it would help out if we had somebody that was locally known, because Royce is on some other shit, you know what I'm saying? But let me see.
What are you talking about, the bottom or the top?
I'm talking about the bottom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because Royce is up top.
Well, the night I would pick would be on a Friday or Thursday night. If I paid $1,000, I would get four artists. I would get one major artist out of that whole group. You know what I'm saying? Because there's some people, you can talk to somebody like military or something. They'll do it for some money to come down there. It'd be worth it then, you know what I'm saying? And Kills Run Entertainment pop up and everybody's like, damn, oh, they're trying to do something. And you see your ass behind it and know what's
going on. But now, the same time, I mean, Fee would do some shit like that, though. Because that's what I did at Tampa Live. I paid ass $1,000, guaranteed them $1,000 at the bar. I ain't have to pay no money till the end of the night. I guaranteed them $1,000 at the bar, and I got everything at the door. And the only thing I was responsible was taking care of the security, the full security, which was $50 a piece.
See, and then that, Empire is notorious, though. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people come in that bitch.
Yeah. You know.
That's one of the reasons I wouldn't mind it. But the other place sounds good, too, because it's in the hood. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, there's a lot of people that's coming into this one particular club. And, you know, yeah. it would make it good for, you know, people in the neighborhood to get heard. You know what I'm saying? That right there would be, instead of going to that club, come to this club. And then I could try the other club, too. If this worked out, I would try both.
Man, but they ain't giving my goddamn $110 motherfucking banners I made from my goddamn 2005 show. So, really.
Years ago.
Goddamn right, I still remember that shit. Nigga, I went all out for them posters, man. Them bitches kept my shit. Talking about they threw my shit away. You know, motherfucking
yeah,
life.
Yeah, right.
Big ass
come
fucking
on, man.
Banner.
You know how much affiliated in that club? They kept that shit. Did you come ask to have little posters or something with some
I still got the poster though. I still got the poster I made up. The original poster that I made up for that night. I still got that bitch hanging on my motherfucking wall. With motherfucking Brian, the goddamn owner, sitting right there posing on the front of that bitch.
I ain't see that motherfucker yet.
You
that my bitch Brian?
No, the owner. I think that's his damn
name.
The
owner don't never be there.
Yeah, with the little, you always got a blue tank top on and shit. You know.
The man that'll never be there, but only count the money in the daytime.
Oh, he be there. He just be upstairs. Yeah, you don't see his ass. That was the night, fuck dirty. You know what I'm saying? Fucked everybody over and shit. That was the night Keith Gates brung his punk ass through, sucking up all the goddamn liquor and shit. That was the night motherfuckers really got the shine. That was the night goddamn Jet Set almost burnt down the stage because stupid motherfuckers wouldn't get their ass out the way and knocked over the man damn ice bucket to put his shit out. You know what I'm saying? Then turned around like it was his fault. It wasn't his fault. You stupid motherfuckers. It was too many motherfuckers on the stage. You stupid bitches should have backed the fuck up. I mean, if it's a nigga spending fire, I think I'm going back the hell up and just watch from a distance.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm going to be
doing that shit all the time enough.
Yeah, trying to stand all close to him like you're a part of the act. Well, then you're just going to get burnt.
You know that power's always there. You know, when everybody know when Record Gang's involved up on that stage, everybody knows you legit, right? Everybody knows that you've been doing this shit for the piping, right? You've been piping this shit for the longest. So what happens is, when you ain't there, other people are there. They just that limelight, man. Niggas don't want to get out that limelight. Say they ain't even rapping, they try to stay in that limelight. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I could feel you on that part right there getting away.
I don't
but
know.
Niggas
I don't know what the fuck limelight is. I don't see no fucking light. The only light I see is when I light my blunt. And
we know you, but you know what the hell I'm talking about, dude. The limelight, the 30 seconds of 15 seconds of your little fame thing. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about right there. That, you know, like Jet set up there. Everybody want to be all up on the hill like they're a part of the act. They want to be in the light. And what he doing, you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? They be in there spitting fire all the time. They tell everybody get the fuck away from the bar real quick and they go spit the fire. Mac did do that shit all the time. Mac, you know what I'm saying? You know, Mac and Mark, they be in there shooting that fire and shit. You know what I'm saying? So they can't say they don't do power checks and that shit.
Stuck used to do
that.
I got a picture. Matter of fact, I did the flyer that I had did got stuck on the flyer, spitting fire. He did a trick for me where he did some kind of, I don't know what the hell kind of shit he did. He did drunk some shit and then like spit the liquor out, lit the shit on fire, and then that shit just, I don't know what the hell he did. It was crazy. I took pictures of it, and that's what was the background for the flyer. I still got that to this day. I don't know where it's at.
They always doing that shit in there. I thought he burnt my dress one day. I was too close to that shit. I felt the flame. They be drinking straight liquor and spit that shit. Next thing you know, that shit was flaming. That's what it is, ain't that Jaeger bomb? I don't fuck with that Jaeger bomb. That shit had me crawling. I don't fuck with that.
All right, what's up?
Why you ain't bring your ass out, man, that one night?
What, Friday?
Man, you got to come out one night, man. You got to come and see this. You got to check it out, dog, for real. You know, I'm always in VIP, man. You ain't got to worry about that.
I'm
got you in
VIP.
I think
what
you was probably working. Probably out of town and Pope, or probably at another club doing another little skit thing, or on the block making some money. You don't, one of them you was doing. But I have... Remember I asked Popeye to drop something off to you?
Yeah. I went around and all of that. I'm seeing y'all. I really know, you know what I mean?
Hey, your boy be looking out for my nigga all the time, don't know. Hey, well, hey, I know what
know
you
know what we talking about.
Drag it, man. Try anything once. Try.
You
can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
That's real. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs. Just to see what it's like.
You know, I mean, just tell your
while
kids.
While under the influence
of
marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
That's real.
Hell no.
And after the effects of weed, it just makes you feel like...
You know? I just hope you feel better after you did that, though, cuz. You know what I'm saying? I hope your ass was somewhere lost in the sky. Hey, that's all that matters, though. As long as you had a good time.
I'm feeling like old boy.
But hey, they don't know you can put some shit away, though. They don't know that, though. You know what I'm saying? They don't know that. I ain't never seen nobody tolerate like that before. Well, you can tolerate some shit. You can tolerate that.
Shit. I'd be so motherfucking happy, like, yay! You know what I'm saying? Like, coming in the club, hey!
And hey, there's been some times that I look at and I said, oh my God,
he's
this
here.
Boy don't work retarded. He's baked. Like a baked shitty cooking boy. One day I saw you, man, you was falling asleep. I said, damn! This must be number 33.
Roasted, niggas being roasted. Mother kept calling me and talking about
darkness, everybody. Everyone, darkness is spreading.
He's sleep. Wake up. All right, man, you motherfucker, get away.
Fuck off. He's an asshole.
You were asleep, nigga. You had everybody else out there making the money for you while you have. Well, I don't know what you had. But I needed that. That good night put away.
Yeah, sometimes not. Shit, not. Well, no, because you can't be smoking and don't be motherfucking drinking either, people. Don't do that. Smoking and not drinking something. I mean, preferably water. Because that shit dehydrates you, you know what I'm saying? Y'all try to run up there and suck down gin and blunts and beer and blunts. Man, shit. Why niggas
too
be calling their Earl when he about to call, come, go home and stuff, you know?
Shit, if you went there and gave me that drink the other night, because I was riding on the highway, boy, I would have been in the mouth like quicksand. I'm glad you gave that shit to me. That shit made me throw up sometimes. The way it gets so dry in your throat, your shit gets stuck together. It stick. Then your ass going to talk, you're going to throw up. I was like, damn, that's some good shit. Got your ass in the throw up. That's good shit, boy. For real.
All right, well, we got 6 minutes to the top of the hour. You already know what pops off at the top of the hour. We about
that's
to
right.
get into this track. This is the official Two-Man Army Monday. You know what I'm saying? Congratulating them boys on winning $10,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won 10 grand. What the hell was the 10 grand for?
Man, that's what's up.
Well, I don't know. The $10,000, it went towards something. I don't know if it was a scholarship or went towards recording and all the other kind of stuff, but I know 10 grand, either way it go. Either way, like Cat Williams say, either way. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be good. So we about to go ahead and get loose before we get loose on this news. Another news of the day coming up right after this. Ant Dog Kills Burr Rocks. He's in the building, y'all. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good. We holding it down. On Starship Smelly Pride.
I'm so good. I can't.
same way to hit the dance floor with him. So then what I'm saying,
this is a motherfucking car. You stepped in the club with a box, two bottles. Seen a little shorty and she look like a model. Flirt with the hood rats, dim top bottles. Grip tight show, cause I'm busting the throttle. She looked back at me and she said no problem. She took my hand off and took me down to the dance floor. I'm like, this shorty, let me see you get low. To the point where your ass touch the floor. Bring your back.
Yeah, that's Two Man Army right there, y'all. And got to give a special welcome, you know what I'm saying, real quick. Miss Loretta in the building. Got a celebrity in the bridge, on the bridge, you know what I'm saying. Shouts out to you, you know what I'm saying. Shouts out to Ant Dog. You know what I'm saying. Yeah, the guest. I don't know what the fuck you doing over there. You know what I'm saying? But I normally kick y'all motherfucking ass out. I don't really welcome guests on my motherfucking show because, you know what I'm saying, this is adults-only private show. You know what I'm saying? Shit that goes down here is uncut, uncensored, unscripted. And shit you don't need to run home and tell your mama unless you get down like I do. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to leave you up in this bitch for a little minute. But about 20 minutes, you need to go and sign up. You know what I'm saying? Or your ass going to taste some leather, some virtual leather around this motherfucker here. I don't even play. Anyways, this time of the day, people, is when we get into something what I call the nutty news of the day. What's finna go down is some real crazy shit. So you better hold your hats, weaves, wigs, whatever you might have on, because it's going down. This is the news that's coming to you live from all the way around the world. And I mean the world. It's boy DJ Smells So Good, 813. Holding it down, Trey Folk, you already know. Killsborough County. That's how we do it. Hey, y'all feel free to sing along. You know what I'm saying? I know this is a groovy song. If you need it as a ringtone, hit me up. I got you. Yeah. What you trying to say? Uh-oh. Ow, 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 hey. Dance. Nah, I can't sing, but that song made me feel like I can, you know what I'm saying, blow a couple of notes, you know what I'm saying? Oh, that's goddamn Bonster. Yeah, you know, I already know. Your ass would have got the some taste of some motherfucking leather, you know what I'm saying?
Can you dig it?
Oh.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Yeah. Shouts out to motherfucking San Jose. You already know, man. We rep them every motherfucking day around this song, bitch. Part of the motherfucking Trilateral Commission, man. You know what I'm saying? Trilateral Radio, a.k.a. the motherfucking takeover, because we what? Taking over. Goddamn right. Get your ass down, nigga. Lay it down. You know what I'm saying? Fucking right. That's what we do. It's Trilateral Radio.
That's
bitch.
An awesome fucking story, kid.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, let's get into this motherfucking news. Let me cue up my porn music. Y'all already know what we do. You know what I'm saying? Get this porn music going. Porn music puts you in the mood. You know what I'm saying? Taboo porn music. Yeah. Here we go, people. Let's go ahead and get into this. Shouts out to everybody up in this motherfucker, man. Yeah. You already know. You out there sneaking around and shit. You know what I'm saying? Hanging out at the motherfucking gate and shit, looking through, you know what I'm saying? America! Oh, shout out to my Mexican homeboys at the border. Fuck it, y'all. Let's go to Copenhagen. I don't do the dip. But, yeah. All Norwegian women have beards. That's why I definitely do not do Copenhagen. Yeah. The Norwegian crown prince luckily had a good sense of humor about DR interviews' poor word choices on Saturday. Yeah. Television host Adam Holm of public broadcaster DR, I don't know what the hell that is, can probably thank his lucky stars he was not interviewing Saudi Arabian leader Abdullah bin Abdul Aziz Al-Azad. What the hell kind of name is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What the fuck? You got 6 goddamn names in one name. Alright, anyways. Yeah. Holmes' unforgettable evening, where Danish Crown Prince Frederick and Swedish Crown Princess Victoria were also sitting in on the interview, began when the host first addressed Håkon as the Crown Princess of Norway. One could certainly forgive Holm for his initial verbal misstep as he was conducting the interview in English. But unfortunately for him, he proceeded to compound his error, joking that he made the mistake because all Norwegian women have beards. Yeah. Pretty sure he didn't get no pussy laid on that night. Yeah, at least from not a Norwegian chick. Yeah. All right, y'all, check this out. Boynton Beach, Florida. Police arrest Merry Christmas. Uh-huh. Only in Florida we do some old anti-Christmas shit. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Go Floridians. For a woman with an unusual name, this was the wrong time of the year to get in the police blotter. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Uh-huh. 44 years old, who was born on December 28th. Was arrested Sunday for obstructing officers investigating into a disturbance. The report said police were called around 6 p.m. and found a large crowd in front. Merry Christmas came out and began shouting at another police at another woman police were interviewing. So loudly, the second woman began screaming. The officer told Christmas to back off, but she didn't, the report said. And, yeah, as the female officer attempted to take her into custody, she pulled away, and the officer had to bend her arm to take her down, the report said. Only in Florida we resist arrest. That's what I'm talking about. The rest of you motherfuckers just get shot. Pow! Snatch away from me, bitches. Yeah, down here they'll taser your ass, though. Come to good old Florida. You're either going to get your arm bent the fuck up to almost breaking point, or... we're going to hit you with the taser. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah. Take that 50,000 volts in your anus, huh? Take that. Take that. That's what they're going to give you. Yeah. So just be careful, people. You know what I'm saying? Boynton. Sorry to hear that. You know what I'm saying? Merry Christmas, though. That's a fucked up name. That's like having your name as Halloween or something. Kids, I mean, parents, if you name your kid Thanksgiving, because that's like your happiest time of the year, I'm pretty sure he's going to have a hard time in school. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anyways, let's go and get funky, y'all. D.C., yeah, we in Washington, D.C., where all the crooked shit goes on, people. That's what I'm talking about. That's why I'm moving to D.C., getting me a federal job so I can be a motherfucking janitor making $71,000 a year and then $100,000 when this goddamn depression hit again. Yeah, fuckers. Anyways, D.C. hands out, yeah, another $15 million in bonuses despite budget gaps. Yeah, this is where your $787 billion is going again. Every single day I done did this show, I done said this is where your $787 billion bailout money is gone. Listen back to the archive. Every single day I've been on this show since this so-called fell out as motherfucking went on, I've reported some bullshit that's going on with the money. So here you go again. City officials have doled out nearly $15 million in bonuses and awards since Mayor Adrian Fenty took office in January 2007. Records obtained by the Examiner under the Freedom of Information Act show. Among the big winners were schools chancellor Michelle Ray, who was handed $41,250 in August 2007. After barely 2 months on the job, none of the money going to the motherfucking school. The bonuses were ladled out even as the city was facing nine-figure budget shortfalls, and officials, including Ray, were firing employees by the busload, claiming they could no longer afford them. Probably because, yeah, you stupid bitches got yachts and flying in to the goddamn meetings on your private jets talking about you need some motherfucking bailout money. Suck my motherfucking ass, punk ass motherfuckers. All you bitches in Washington, y'all motherfucking go straight to hell, man. And if you're living in Washington, get the fuck out of there. Get the fuck out of there, like I tell broke niggas at the strip club. Get the fuck out of here. Anyways, let's go on to New York. Shouts out to all my NY peoples up in that motherfucker, man. Let me see any comments from the Peanut Gallery. Okay, we got Miss PC up in this mofo flipper, you know what I'm saying? All right, well, Ann. You already know it. Oh, shit, isn't it? Hold on, y'all. We got a technical difficulty. I just lost my nutty news. Fuck that. We're going down, Captain. What the hell? And not on a woman. Yeah. I'm bad. Sorry about that, y'all. I'm going to have to... God damn it. All right, I gotta leave the chat. I'll be back. Yeah. Fucking shithead bastard. Shit. Shit ass. Oh. Was I live when I was doing that? My bad. Alright. Let me get into one more, people, and I'm getting back on now. Well, hold on. Let me beam him back up. He might be one. This Ant Dog might want to be part of the news here. You know what I'm saying? But just to let you know, Ant, you know what I'm saying?
Let's get one thing straight, actor. I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your ball. Got it?
All right, so let's bring Mr. Ant. Wow, where the hell did that come from? Where the hell did that come from? All right, brother, you back on board. Welcome back aboard. You know what I'm saying?
That transporter fucking me up,
dog. Hey, brother. You gotta get used to it, man. All you motherfuckers ain't getting used to it. You better get used to it now. 2012. Yeah. 2012, you motherfucker believers. God damn it, all spaceships are coming down to take bitches off this motherfucker. So you better get used to the transporter. They transport bitches at random shit. So half your ass might be missing when you get out of space and shit.
I watched the documentary 3 on that, man. It's crazy. And I heard you talking about our money being handed away and everything here. Cause you
man,
know,
come on, bro. I said that every fucking day, brother. Your $787 billion going everywhere but to where it's supposed to motherfucking go. Or should have went.
Yeah, you the one that told me where exactly it's going. I found out you was right about that shit where it be going. That be going to other countries and on other bullshit programs. Like, they got this new program they got, and they said we had a lot of money left over from the bailout program. They extinguished unemployment and stopped giving people money all the way around. Now, all of a sudden, Obama said, okay, now it's time to give people some money out of this package. I say to myself, that money really belongs to all us anyway. You know what I'm saying? So what they going to do with the money? We just need to get rid of the U.S. Treasury Department. Audit their ass, and if the audit don't come right, abolish and pay all these back
right.
their money.
That ain't going to come right. How's it going to come right when you ain't supposed to be paying taxes? How the hell are you going to audit something when business is taking more money than they can keep track of?
Well, if Roosevelt in 1939 wouldn't approve this shit for all of us to pay back this Social Security
credit. He already knew. He said it after he made the mistake, he already knew he had fucked up. And after the Federal Reserve was enacted, he himself said he done did a terrible fucking thing. And this is going to monopolize the motherfucking government, and it's going to, and private businesses will eventually take over. And that is what the fuck has happened. Your government does not own your money. It's private motherfucking banks and business owners that are manipulating your motherfucking currency. But
yeah, and you know what? You're right. Because before I found out about our banknotes being seriously noted the way they are to this day, they would come from other banks across the nations in the 1800s, though. And I've seen some money that come across the nation in the 1800s. And it was different. But then you find out they took all our way, our gold, the reserves, and then they want to call themselves the Federal Reserves. Bank Reserve, what it should be really called, you know what I'm saying? People just don't know. A government check ain't going to say U.S. Treasury on it. It's going to say government check. A U.S. Treasury is from the bank. And a lot of people just starting to realize this, so you get a lot on TV lately, a lot of people getting upset about it. There's going to be something done about it here pretty soon, because now they got your boy in question. And they want him to quit working now, and they want to audit the U.S. Treasury. If they audit them, and the audit does not come back the way it needs to come back, man, I think we might be getting retro payback or something. Something's got to give around here, man, because over a million people are out of work right now. They got all this money and don't want to pass it up to nobody. But you got all these people living in poverty, and you got all these people living from day to day, paycheck to paycheck. This shit don't make no sense, man. And then they bring down the economy, and it's just a private fascist government behind it, and they call themselves world government. Man, if we keep letting this happen, we ain't going to have nothing. Our children ain't gonna have none. They gonna be forced. It's gonna be like Germany here pretty soon. You ain't noticed that?
I've been there, done that, and I pretty much probably prefer to live in Germany right about now. But hey, it's already coming there. That's why you got your cameras and all that kind of shit.
Everywhere. I'm talking about everywhere. The cameras everywhere now. You run the traffic light now, they gonna take your pictures. Plus, if you touch that white line, they gonna take your picture. Plus, if you ain't wearing your seatbelt on their video camera, they're going to send you a ticket. Now, that's some shit, but it's only in one direction of traffic, and that's going east Yeah, going east into Tampa on Waters. When you know what I'm saying? That they catching you right there. That's how they get you, the Tampa.
I mean, Europe is so-called 20 years behind the United States in so-called everything. So how in the hell they already have video cameras installed in their shit? And that was in 1996 when I was in there, and that was when I was in the military. So people, one thing that is the manipulation of America, and what they try to get bitches hung up on is fashion and fuck shit. Instead
That's
of
right.
motherfucking technology and knowledge.
Entertainment and fashion. That's exactly
That's
where you're
it.
Coming from.
That's it. Now, you go any other countries, bitches been on iPods, MP4, 5, and 6 players since 1996.
Man, that shit's old, man. That shit's
so,
old,
why 1995, we just came out of motherfucking tapes into CD players?
No. Listen to this.
We was in CD players while everybody else was on MP3s, MP4s, and MP5s. Because when we watching our TV and the media's got everybody walking around with CD players. While China and everybody else, even Europe, has been walking around with iPods. Bluetooths and all this other fuck shit 20 fucking years ago. But we're supposed to be so technologically advanced here. Hell fuck nah.
Only the
bitches
military
are so
industry.
Technologically dumbed down in America. Technologically
well,
dumbed
actually,
the fuck down.
When it comes
don't,
to
we don't have we don't have it. Nothing that is offered on epathchina.com is offered in not now one of the motherfucking stores that going down right here. Go find you can find a high tech little spy store. You have to find a high tech spy store to get that type of little shit. You know what I'm saying? And they're gonna rape you when you try to come in there and buy the shit. You know what I'm saying? But as far as, you know, going into a Walmart or something, you ain't finna find no camera hats. You know what I'm saying? You ain't finna find no video watches with the built-in Bluetooth, MP3 player, and clock and all that right on the watch.
Well, I know part of our problem, it's like the Internet, man. It's like the Internet. You know, but let's take it back to the 70s. 1977, I'm in Germany. I'm in Europe. I'm getting on a school bus. They open the school bus with just a button, a push of a button. Over here in America, 78, 79, to get on the school bus, you had to open it with the other and a city bus. They're way more technologically advanced over there than anything. You're right. You've been there. I've been there. We both know it. But when it comes down to, like, the Nintendo, when I was in Japan in 83, I'm playing Nintendo. When I came back to the States, people ain't had Nintendo for damn near 84, 85. You see what I'm saying? So it was different over there than over here. When you come here, it's totally different. Look, everything was round. Everything over there is square. But you come here, it's things round. So it took me a little time to get used to everything. Plus, you lose my little accent that I had. You feel me? So you're right. China, they had iPods 5 years before we had them. Yeah. Camera.
Well, nah. China had everything before everybody. They are the manufacturers of everything we fucking getting in the United States, period, all the way down to our own goddamn American flag.
Yeah, but a lot of white-collar crimes happen over there where they steal people's technologically advancements and take them and harbor them for their own. So that's one thing I like about China.
Well, let's steal some technology, but how the hell I'm going to steal your pager technology? What the hell I'm gonna do with your Sky Page and network technology? What the fuck I'm gonna do with that right now? That secret, that's what the fuck we own. We still on big ass cell phones. We just getting in. Everybody ain't even got a Bluetooth. Motherfuckers still on them damn track phones and shit when it's unlimited plans.
Yeah, Bluetooth won't age into another 4 years. You know that.
I'm just saying, bro. It's our technological mentality, man. Is you know that, and it's the way that we got it, though. It's the way that we got it. It's like I said, it's the way that we was brought up to believe in holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, and all the other fuck shit, you know. And then once you come into your own, it's either you carry on that tradition and keep lying to your kids and tell them that shit is real, or you put a stop to it, and you develop your own traditions and your own family values, which is
what
we all lost when all these motherfucking so-called holidays came into effect. But we didn't have no Christmas and motherfucking slavery days. We didn't have no Thanksgiving, and we weren't celebrating shit. But get your black ass out in the cotton field day. And life every day that we got out of the cotton fields alive. So all this other shit that just been, you know, implemented into our lives. Yeah, you got to get back to you. Get your own traditions going on, you know. Gift give day. Shit, today is gift give day. Why does it have to be on Christmas? Make it today. Today I got money to give to get that damn gifts. You know what I'm saying? Because it seems that every time at Christmas time, nobody ain't got no motherfucking money. Ain't that a catch 22? How you got money all year, but you don't have money at the time that it's supposed to be to actually what you so-called say to give gifts and do all the other shit? I don't, because I gave all my shit through the year. That's what I was supposed to do. I give through the year. I go broke through the year. So I ain't got to worry about claiming taxes at the end. Because I know I ain't finna get shit.
Shit. We're all rationalized. Them motherfuckers owe you a lot of money if you want to be technical about it.
Yeah,
you know,
man, I ain't going that 40 acres of the mule bullshit, man. I ain't with all that. Not with no 40 acres. You don't give me no fucking mules. None of that, bitch. I don't even know how to ride a horse. What the hell I'm going to do with a mule? I ain't finna walk that dirty bitch around. Shit, I got a car. So what the fuck a mule going? Yeah, you can't even give me a car. What, you feel me? I mean, even giving me a car, I have to maintain that bitch. I still got to pay the insurance on the bitch. You know what I'm saying? I still got to put tiles, organ. So, hell, you ain't really giving me nothing but a burden to work with.
A big-ass burden.
To work
with. That's how it is. You know, as we start realizing one thing about our technology here in America is that the government seems to get it first, like TVs, cameras. They had all that stuff first to test out their nuclear ballistic launches and explosions to watch them and view them and see what they do. Then they introduce them to us, like the internet with the launch missiles. Then they introduce all that stuff to us. So we always get all our technological stuff late, while other countries get that stuff early because, see, their government likes to give it to them.
Whoa, hold on. I saw on a past TVN show Paul Crouch buying about 5 satellite dishes for under $400. This is I'm reading this from the
Go ahead, read it.
Yeah, Paul Crouch. TVN ain't that the what that Christian network or something like that, I think. And Paul Crouch is Miss Larita, if I'm correct, you know, let me know. I believe. But then the other one, she said, oil rich Abu Dhabi pumped $10 billion into its indebted neighbor Monday, sending stocks soaring and sparing Dubai and the rest of the Emirates Federation the humiliation of an imminent default by one of the struggling Arab boom towns and star companies. So, I mean, it's everybody is falling onto this motherfucking American bailout scheme. You know what I'm saying? And they pumping it back to their people. Well, damn, all these billions of motherfucking Americans fell for this dumb shit. I know my little couple of hundred thousand or million people will fall for this shit if I do it. Take $10 billion out of my own goddamn I rape the country account. You know what I'm saying? And put it back out here. Come the fuck on, man. That's like taking $10 billion and just going to the rooftops and throwing it off of the motherfucking buildings.
And you have the economy unfold.
who came up? Because I guarantee you, you're going to have so many millionaires with their fuck asses out there snatching up all the cash. Or done paid somebody because they done got an inside trader stock that the bitch going to be throwing $10 billion, you know what I'm saying, out at this time on this roof. So let me go ahead and get my people in place to collect half of this motherfucking cash. And that's the way your motherfucking capitalism
That is the way that it happens. That's the way it fucking happens. We already know capitalism here in America because, listen, here's part of capitalism. They won't give you the money they take from you, but they'll give it to another country to incite a war, a conflict amongst each other of them so they can have their mineral ores or gold, whatever they do, like Africa right now they're doing. Well, here's something that really upsets me about that. If they would have dumped money back, and this is what I found, if they would have dumped money back out into our programs, then them people get the money. But if they dump it back out to us, if the economy imploded and folded up, and it won't be no good, they say. What kind of shit is that?
Man, it's like sending lifestyles to Africa.
Fuck it up.
That's like sending lifestyles to Africa, brother. Niggas can't use no lifestyle condoms. So why the hell are you going to send some lifestyle condoms to Africa?
Is that no damn well,
unpreventive measure, an unpreventive measure. We want to show that we're doing something, but we ain't doing nothing at all. So we're going to send over a bunch of sandwich bags for you to wrap your shit up with, but we ain't going to send you the real product, you know what I'm saying, to actually help prevent killing your motherfucking self.
Well, they might as well just go ahead and give them the vaccine. They got it. Only work on black and Asians. They might go ahead and give it up. You know what I'm saying? I know you heard about that lately, too. They got all them people in Africa. The only reason they did gave them people them AIDS so they can get all them ores and minerals and clear out them black people so they can move their white ass into that land. See, that's the ideology of a European. It's crazy. It's pathetic. You know what I'm saying? They want to live out this Nostradamus effect. And you know what I'm saying? All month long, Hitler, Hitler, Hitler. You hearing that shit all on everything. You know what I'm saying? It just don't make no sense how they do people and what they think. Now they want this new world order. Man, I ain't down with this shit. I am not down with this. Because once that falls, capitalism's going to crush us like grapes in the field.
That's for those who live upon that capitalistic mentality. So it's going to be those who can live on the grid and those who can live off the grid.
You know that. And then you know what's coming
next. That's just going to be the bottom line. You know, I've pretty much lived off the grid. I'm a tent and motherfucking sleeping bag type person, and motherfucking you know it. So they don't bother me. Space food, you know what I'm saying? Shit go down. You better, you know what I'm saying? Go get you some MREs and some motherfucking space food, which is what always kills me when they talk about world hunger and you know food shortages, because fucking astronauts stay in the space 3 years at a motherfucking time with no tangible food, period. How the fuck are
that's
they surviving?
Right. All that shit they got. That's
how the fuck are they surviving? Tubes of motherfucking Thanksgiving in a goddamn tube. That's what it is. A tube of Thanksgiving. Squeeze this whole shit and your ass gonna be full to the max. So why in the hell are you sending not sending space food to Africa then if there's so many motherfuckers over here starving?
Because the
you're getting all of these.
Huh? The four horsemen have already been released, you know that. The four horsemen, you know, the famine. That's part of it. Famine is part of it. Africa's been
in famine. It's ideology, bro. It's all your mental mind state, brother. I don't give a damn. It's all going to come down to your mental mind state. If you got 10,000 pounds of food in front of you and you don't feel like eating and you just sit there and starve yourself to death, who the fuck fault is that?
That's your fault.
So, I mean, we are here at the threshold. Everybody has knowledge of what's going on or what's going to happen or what might or what will or not. You have the knowledge of preparedness, though. That's what you have. You have the knowledge of preparedness. So, therefore, just prepare yourself. Mom always say, prepare for the worst. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pray for the best. Prepare for the worst, pray for the best. You know what I'm saying? Because as long as you pray, it ain't going to matter either way it go. Because Lord going to go ahead and let it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's
going to
prevail over all of this in the end. We know that. Me and you both know that. But it's just the fact that we got to go through suffering. And my kids, you know, I got six kids. Well, I have six. Well, the government's going to make them within the next 2 years, they're going to pass a law. It's like that fascist movement of drafting where you have to serve 3 years in the government office or a federal building or in the military. You have to serve it, man or female. And then they want to try 65-year-old people working for the federal government. So they're trying to force a lot of stuff on us. And then at the same time, you got to take this shot, this ATP shot, where they put that chip under your arm so they can pay you. And if you refuse to take it, then you can't be hired and you're no longer a citizen.
Right. Well, they're showing that now. They're showing that now with the fact of with the flu virus. All them the health workers, it was over like 100-something thousand health workers in Washington threatening to get fired because they ain't want to take the motherfucking flu shot.
I wouldn't take that shit.
Yeah, right. So the majority of them, I believe, got fired. You know what I'm saying? Because they're refusing. Yeah. Fuck no. Nah. How you going to tell me I have to take
That's
something?
Capitalist.
No, what it is it's setting the stage, though.
Yeah,
that's
Floyd,
all it's
that's
doing. It's just setting the stage. You feel me? Yeah, it's setting the stage. So now when we shit on the economy and everybody start running and looking for jobs and then we offer these, you know, $15 an hour jobs, bitches going to run because there ain't no other jobs around here. So where you going to run? Well, the federal government over here paying us $15 an hour. Everybody else over here trying to offer you $5. Where we going to run to? Let's all go and get employed by the government. Let's all go through the chipping process, whether we stay that bitch 6 months or a year, and then get your ass fired even if you fuck up, and then make room for another person. And it's a cycle, brother. It's a cycle. It's going to be a cycle effect. No matter how much we sit up here and talk about it, because we are only one small part, not even a mention in this motherfucking plan that's so diabolical. This shit's been going on since aliens been on this motherfucking planet.
Hey, you ain't wrong about that.
Let me finish my shit, man. Let me finish my shit. In New York, y'all, because we in New York. I got to finish up this news real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. We in New York, people, where a man drinks glass of fat. Yeah. That sounds like Florida, really. The New York City Health Department has released a nauseating video in an effort to prevent people from drinking sugary beverages. Instead of just saying work out, a man opens a soda can and pours the liquid into a glass. It's actually a mess of goopy fat. Yeah, when he tries to drink it, he ends up with the fat globs on his face. The message, drinking just one can of soda a day can add up to 10 pounds of weight in a year. To avoid pouring on the pounds, the health department urges people to drink water or other no-calorie drinks or low-fat milk instead of sweetened beverages.
Well, that just goes to show you that these products are not healthy enough for you because they got certain minerals in it that it's not supposed to be. But they say,
fucking Coca-Cola had cocaine in the motherfucker from its inception into the industry. What you use? So Pepsi Cola didn't have no hooking little effect to get their business started? Come on now. They just didn't do it as long as Coca-Cola and get caught for the shit. And had a little more sweetener into their motherfucking shit than good old Coca-Cola had. And Coca-Cola just giving to your blood raw straight off the motherfucking key. Like, fuck it. Scarface, put that whole key in there, nigga. Yeah, all right. Let the world hit that shit. See if we don't get everybody. One hit a quitter, one can, and bitches was what? Hiding than Rick James, goddammit. Everybody running around talking about Rick James, bitch. Cocaine is a hell of a drug. And they don't even do cocaine. They hitting that goddamn Coca-Cola. Yeah. Yeah, getting their ass in the world.
Hey, those motherfuckers was tripping. They used to use cocaine to run their industry back in the steam eras, man.
And this country was built off of the drug trade, people. It wasn't built off of no motherfucking patriotism and blood, sweat, and tears. Yeah, blood, sweat, and tears are the dope boys that made this motherfucker what it is. You should thank every nigga you see that was standing on the corner selling dope. You should thank him. Thank you for everything from all the way back from LSD, acid, heroin, PCP, all the way up to the baby shit that we got into with this goddamn weed, pills, fake ass ecstasy and meth, and then, you know, powder, and then crack. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of, you know, hey. But without all of that shit in the workings, your shit wouldn't be what it is, man. For every action, there's an opposite and an equal reaction. There's a need for everything, even though you think it didn't need to be there. But, shit, your police department wouldn't have got built up. Your fire department wouldn't have got, you know what I'm saying, more built up because crack houses burning down and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because the crackheads and that bitch, you know, can't smoke the crack right and shit. So ambulance wouldn't be able to be employed and shit. You know what I'm saying? For every action is an opposite and equal reaction. Not saying that it's right.
For every action is a reaction.
All right. Let's go to Miami, y'all. One dies and two are sickened by bacteria tainted hotel water. Damn.
This one of the best ones, man.
Like, what the hell, man? Just right down out. Y'all talking about let's go to Miami. Shit. About 300 guests have been relocated from a luxury Miami hotel. See, this is why me and Goofy Bone were staying at the motherfucking Wild Wild Western. $25 a night. Bitch, but the room was rated at $300 a night. We just got a player's discount. You know what I'm saying? While all y'all other motherfuckers was taking y'all fake Millgate walk asses to the Superdome or wherever that faggot ass nigga talking about they stayed at. They don't even know where the hell he was at. Clarksville closet living ass niggas. Anyway, sorry, people. We're moved from a luxury hotel after one guest died. Damn. And at least two others became sick from a bacteria in the water. Health officials say the guests at the Epic, and I'm going to make sure I tell y'all, the Epic Hotel in downtown Miami. Once again, the Epic Hotel. No. Health officials say the guests at the Epic Hotel. And I'll make sure, because if y'all go to that motherfucker and be like, Schmell, then you, and then your gas kill over. Yeah. I told you before you went. Epic Hotel in downtown Miami were sent to nearby hotels Sunday to prevent further contact with the Legionella bacteria.
How did it get in there? It was in the water itself, right?
It can cause potentially deadly pneumonia. It spreads in contaminated mist or vapor, not from person to person. An investigation last week by county and state officials revealed that the hotel had installed a water filter powerful enough to remove chlorine from its city supplied water, a move that encouraged bacterial growth.
So they just didn't have clean filters. That's a lawsuit.
Yeah, how do you, I mean, but no, how do you just get a brand new filtration system? Yeah, EPIC, Epic, yeah. Anybody, Miss Computer Lady, you familiar with that? Uh-oh. Oh, somebody, oh, shit, get the ambulance. We have to rush them for Miss Computer Lady, boy. I think she done been to the hotel. Oh, shit. We're going to send the ambulance. Yeah, we're going to send the ambulance.
That bacteria in the water ain't nothing to play with. What else news you got?
That's like fluorine in the water, too. You know what I'm saying? You can't. People, if you're out there feeding your baby fluorine, fluoride, anything that comes from the flow, I'll tell you something. That shit ain't good for your baby. So all this nursery water with the motherfucking fluoride already in it, you wonder why when you motherfucking brushing your teeth and you be getting headaches sometime.
Chloride.
It's the fluoride in the toothpaste.
I mean, fluoride.
Yeah,
isn't that something
that
is the same shit they use in radiator, but it's missing an element? They use it in a toothpaste.
It's next level to it. So, yeah. That's why I use good old baking soda, people. What you grew up on when the motherfucking lights was cut off and your water was off. Good old baking soda, goddammit. Shit.
I'm on
y'all,
the hammer.
Y'all better stop trying to be brand new. Shit.
I'm
brand new.
I'm a hammer kid.
Hey, the brand new shit gonna get you fucked up. All right, let's go ahead and get through this, y'all. Washington, D.C. Let's go on to Washington, where, Obama grades himself a B-plus grade.
Say what?
Wow. Who the hell's calling?
Tell me that to me.
Yeah. President Barack Obama, in an interview that aired Sunday, gave himself a solid B-plus great for his first year in office. He been in office a year?
Yeah, since December 18th or 13th.
Damn, seems like I'm thinking that nigga was in his first 100 days still.
Yeah, he's still in here.
I'm making excuses and shit. He's still in his first 100 days, man. Everybody done went 366 round this motherfucker and shit.
I'm
damn.
I'm just trying to get over the fact. You said nigga gave himself a B. It's more like
a
L.
B plus.
A L plus.
Speaking with fellow Chicagoan Oprah Winfrey, Harpo, hell ever, the president claimed progress on economic and international fronts. Obama said the only thing that stands in the way of giving himself a better grade is the fact that some elements of his agenda, health care reform, middle finger to you, and putting more Americans to work, middle finger to you, remain undone. Because you stupid motherfucker said you was bringing the troops home first, bastard. Not sending the motherfuckers home to go back to motherfucking Afghanistan. And I don't mean to come home and visit their motherfucking family. I mean to fly in through the fucking airport and fly their ass the fuck back out.
Right back. Man. And then they tell us we're going to bring them home in 18 months. They done changed from 18 to 23. Now it's 23 to like something else.
Come on,
bro.
Come on, bro. It's another damn Bush agenda. Hey, ain't lying to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm still living me.
Oh, you
do? What's up? I'm doing me. I don't live by the president. You live by the president?
Well, I was at that moment, but not no more. I ain't voting his ass back in office.
You wasn't living by him before. You wasn't living under Bush, you know what I'm saying? You wasn't living under nobody's rule. The only rule you live under is the rules you live and die by. And then the rules that you make. So, let's go to Mogadishu, people, in Somalia. Yeah, because Somali Islamist militants execute two men. Y'all think they playing? Witnesses say Islamist militants have executed two men accused by the fighters of murder and adultery. Witnesses in the town of Avgoyi, southwest of the capital, say the Hizbul Islam militants on Sunday stoned to death the man accused of adultery and shot the man accused of murder. They say the militants summoned the town's residents to watch the executions. In some areas, militants have banned movies, musical telephone ringtones, dancing at weddings, and playing or watching soccer. Because you won't be kicking me in the balls.
Western there. Nothing Western, nothing pagan they feel. Pagan,
that's real. I wouldn't want none of this shit over in my country either. It just so happens I'm here, so fuck it. I'm going to do what I got to do with it. But honestly,
that's how they always handle their stuff.
That's the same little report. That's the report. Now, I read this, too. Dude hit his daughter, ran his daughter and killed her because she was becoming too westernized.
But who are we to judge them? They have their laws. We have our laws.
And we got our laws.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
You can't dictate to this country what they can and what they can't do. That's going to cause issues, problems.
I still like the way they handle their motherfucking business. You go over there and rape, you're getting your ass killed. There ain't no motherfucking locked away. Ain't no motherfucking hell nah, man. You over there stealing, cut your goddamn hands off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
hey,
that's the end of the story.
It's hard, but if you do a few people like that, because there's always going to be a few ignorant motherfuckers in the bunch, hey, that's just your example. Everybody else fall into motherfucking the suit. Now, only thing that does do, and what these other countries are an example of, is still the modern-day Willie Lynch letter 1712, how to break your people. You feel me? This is still a modern-day version of Willie Lynch that's going on. You feel me? Because who the fuck is you as a man to take, you know what I'm saying, the law, which is not even your law, you know what I'm saying, into your own hands and do something? So who gives you that authority? Right. Who gives you that authority to go and kill that person? Who gives you that authority to go and do whatever to another man? That's not your authority. That's not your duty. That's like you judging another man. That's what the Lord said you should not do. You shall not judge another man. That's my job. That's not for you to do.
You can't judge him as another man's soul for what he's done wrong. You can't. That's why he says to follow man's book laws. But see, we live by the Catholic rule. They live by the Holy Quran. Holy Quran says somebody steal, you cut their hands. The Holy Quran says you commit adultery, you stone them to death. You know what I'm saying? That's how they've been living for centuries and eons, and it's just this new fascist world order that wants to control every aspect and part of anybody's culture and religion and break them down to Western standards, and they have diplomacy. And at the same time, they keep feeding them you and my money. You know what I'm saying? But that's how I go, smell. What else you got?
Let me see. Hold on. Let me check something. Do a show about it. Carpet glue. Quit smoking. Yeah, for all y'all quit smokers out there. Yeah, people are definitely sick from smoking cigarettes. That's why they've come out with this $80 kit with $17 refills for all you motherfucking smokers out there who just don't want to quit smoking, but you still want to keep that sensation of the actual cigarette smoke. So now you can smoke indoors with our new, whatever the fuck it is, smoke-a-later 9000 or whatever bullshit they got now, the way the motherfucking talking about emits goddamn rings of vapor, water vapor and shit. Well, then go and blow some motherfucking bubbles. If you want to blow bubbles, go get you a goddamn little fucking container of bubbles, and that should take your mind off of smoking anyway. Your mind just wants to be doing something. That's why you smoke cigarettes. That's why we smoke weed. It just actively wants to do something. Both of these substances actually slow us down from wanting to do something. It takes our mind off of wanting to do something. I mean, the marijuana slows you down. The cigarettes just kind of take that edge off, that mental edge, that mental thought, like hit that potent, like the world is, oh, it's all better now.
For 2 seconds.
Which it didn't do shit, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it didn't. For 2 seconds, and then you're right back to thinking about the strange shit that was just on your mind. You know,
yeah,
I would love to smoke.
Yeah, not me. I love to smoke.
No, I'm
more weed
about
than now.
I'm talking about cigarettes, man. But I got these damn kids, so you know how that goes. You know how that goes. They get on your nerves, boy. For real.
Man, hey, bro. Let's go to Las Vegas, y'all. Where,
Vegas.
You know, shouts out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, who held it down at the Ball Talk Radio. Host reunion 2009, man. 2010 is coming up.
Woo!
Make sure y'all look out for
Host
it.
Reunion.
Yeah, you do know that prostitution is legal in Las Vegas, correct?
Yes, I do know that since you told me.
Well, guess what they have now? Brothel aims to offer first male prostitutes.
Sound like Rome to me. Sound like ancient Rome.
The owner of a brothel more than 2 hours drive from Las Vegas said she hopes to hire Nevada's first legal male prostitutes within a month. Now that state health officials have approved a method to test men for infectious diseases. The world is ready for women or even other men to legally buy sex, said Shady Lady Ranch owner Bobby Davis. Yeah, you are a shady bitch. And
these men got to be both ways. They got to like men and women, I guarantee.
Plus, being the first to offer male service could boost business in tough economic times, she said. With so many other male reviews going on in Vegas, we thought it was time to give this a try, Davis told the Associated Press. As if they wanted to hear that fuck shit. Like that's news because you sick motherfuckers. Man, what the fuck? How the hell are you still in the motherfucking United States, but right here in Florida, and gambling ain't even motherfucking legal? Get caught on the motherfucking street corner throwing craps and throwing some motherfucking dice and let some dollars be in your motherfucking hand. See if these crooked-ass motherfuckers gonna pull up on your ass and arrest all y'all for illegally gambling. But yet, you're going to these motherfucking government-sanctioned, a.k.a. motherfucking government-supplied casino houses, you know what I'm saying, where we getting a piece of the motherfucking dope. Oh, yeah, and then the motherfucking shit is all legal and shit, even though it's at the gas station, even though it's at the motherfucking Walgreens. Or anywhere else. Come on, man. Come on, now.
Ignorant standards. See, that's just how they is, man. It's the wealthy people do that, man. Rich people can only say, okay. The poor people and the underprivileged people are going to say, damn, man, that's messed up. But them rich and wealthy people, they got in that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? You throw up a casino here. Now they want to fuck male prostitution. It sounds like Rome and 430 B.C., you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
So that's the only place I know that ever had male prostitution was Rome. And they had over 1,000 brothel houses throughout Rome. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, that's where all that shit come. All that old fag-ass shit. Motherfucker think
yes,
gay shit, man.
Yes,
gay shit been since them faggot-ass motherfuckers was putting on them white wigs and all the other old...
Yeah, it's been going
biblical.
On since then.
Since
I just heard some
time.
Shit a couple weeks ago that's going to blow your mind. They said our President Abraham Lincoln was gay.
Yeah. He liked young boys. Yeah, he liked young boys.
And older men, too. He was a little sodomizer. They said he's like sticking stuff up people's booty. I'm like, isn't that Chris Sodom and Camorra you're talking about?
Okay.
It's just so
why you think he was trying to free the slaves? Hey, tickle the big diggers up the ass, you know what I'm saying? I fell in love and shit. Now, hey, it go both ways, you know what I'm saying? Go both ways.
Anyway,
wait, man, yeah, I ain't finna even go there. I ain't finna go there. Do your background, people. Do your background, all of that. Hey. Queensland. We're in Queensland, y'all. Where research fast is best for Band-Aid removal. And if these stupid motherfuckers done wasted time at Queensland's James Cook University using 65 fucking medical students, the what?
Hold on, what happened?
And ain't nothing. I ain't finna read no dumb shit about y'all motherfuckers actually wasted time on the effects of ripping a Band-Aid off, of whether you should do it too slow or too fast.
Definitely
done
it.
Oh, man. I had to read that because that's telling you how motherfuckers is actually wasting students' time.
And
what the fuck
money
is that going to do?
Involved.
It ain't even say. You know, I already know that. You know.
That's redundant, dog. That's redundant. We already know that information. Let me pull the Band-Aid off of your arm, on your back, and you tell me how I feel and how fast that shit goes.
When we was kids, we found all of that out from the first bumps and bruises that we got. You feel me?
Yeah, right.
The first time when we went on ahead and ripped that bitch off. Oh! Okay, and the next time will be a little bit more different. Okay, let me...
Slow.
That's better. Slow is better. So it took 65 fucking medical students, time, scholarship money, and all this other shit to prove the motherfucking Band-Aid. Man.
And we
I'm going to Italy,
shit.
Man. I'm going to
oh,
Italy.
Shit.
Fuck that.
Italy.
I'm going to Italy where I'm hanging out and I'm kicking it with my homeboy. Because whoever this is, we needed him for fucking Bush. We needed him for Sarah Palin. We needed this dude, man. Man attacks Italian prime minister, breaks nose and teeth. That's what I'm talking about. No missing. There ain't no missing. Ain't no throwing shoes and missing. It ain't no whatever something threw at Palin and missed. Hell to the nah. Tomatoes. Fuck nah. Police in Italy say a man with a history of mental problems, that's why we needed him, hit Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi in the face with a statue.
That was fun.
Sunday. That's what I'm talking about. You motherfuckers throwing shoes and tomatoes. See how Americans, y'all pussies. Americans is pussies, man. Really, Americans is some pussies. Y'all don't even. Shit. The hell, my brother threw a statue. Fucking right. Mr. Berlusconi was taken to the hospital with a broken nose, two broken teeth, and a cut lip. Doctors say they want to keep him in the hospital overnight for observation. Mr. Berlusconi was signing autographs and shaking hands after a rally in Milan Sunday. His attacker moved close enough to throw a small statue at the prime minister's face. Mr. Berlusconi covered his face as security agents pushed him into his car. But you already got your ass whizzed by the statue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fuck prime.
Oh,
minister,
shit. Smells
man.
Good. Well, you won't believe this shit. I just stepped in the room. Oh, my God. Hey.
Damn, prime.
Smells good. What
look,
you going to be doing later on today, bro?
What? A whole bunch of shit on the ground?
Yeah. My little kids have been in this bitch. I can't believe this shit, though. I just walked in this bitch and everything is on the floor right now.
Tan it up. Let them tear it on up. Well, you already know. I got 6 minutes left, so I'm going to read these last two, and the news is over with. And then I can hear holler, you know what I'm saying, after that.
All right. Well, everybody listening to the Smelly Show, thanks for coming on today.
Goddamn,
man. Goddamn,
man. Appreciate it, my brother. And every time, let's go ahead and. Let's go ahead and welcome this brother
I'm
off real quick.
I'm going to do the rest of your news here, all right?
Oh, okay. All right. Hold on quick, man.
I got the computer on right now. I'm going to go ahead and clean this up, bring the computer here.
That work.
All right.
Dedication, y'all. Dedication. Ant Dog right there, ladies and gentlemen. Ant Dog, Killsboro. Killsboro Records right there, y'all.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I'll
give it up,
All right, that's enough. God damn it, that's enough. Shit. Motherfuckers getting a little carried away. All fucking hand clapping. Hey, gotta get the show done. All right, people, we're wrapping this thing on up. We're in Lehigh Valley, where someone scratched a Luzerne County woman's new car in the Lehigh Valley Mall parking lot and left her a note saying she deserved it for taking up two parking spaces, according to a Whitehall police report. Colliga, 24, of Drums, said she was in the mall for about 4 hours Sunday and around 4 p.m. returned to her car, where she found a note that read, "Your $30,000 car isn't worth taking up two spaces," in purple pink. Yeah, she found a fresh scratch on the front quarter panel on the passenger side of the car. So I'm talking about, yeah, fucking assholes. Fucking rich folks, your fucking car's out of here. Let me pull my $500 bucket up in there. Fucking right. Last but not least, y'all, we're in Charlotte, North Carolina. Yeah, where groom runs marathon before his wedding. That's what I'm talking about. That's fucking dedication right there. Now you know what kind of man you get. You know what I'm saying? He's going to run away from you before or after the wedding. And he can go the distance. I'm sorry, y'all. A 32-year-old man said he got a bit of exercise in the hours before his wedding by running a 26.2-mile marathon in Charlotte, North Carolina. Yeah. Jeff Hartman said mere hours before he was scheduled to get married in Bowling Springs, North Carolina, he and a friend braved sub-freezing temperatures to take part in Charlotte's Thunder Road Marathon. Yeah, the Charlotte, North Carolina Observer reported Sunday. Hartman completed Saturday's marathon in 3 hours and 47 minutes, all the while wearing a t-shirt reading, "Kiss Me, Getting Married Today." That's fucking romantic, dog. That's what I'm fucking talking about. Yeah! Keep doing it, brother. You know what I'm saying? Do your thing, man. Yeah, that's your nutty news for the Davies. You know what I'm saying? Brought to you in part by the Nutty News Today.com. You know what I'm saying? Where all your nutty and crazy news comes from. And like I always say, don't never believe what I say. You know what I'm saying? Always go and read it for yourself, man. That's real. For all you stank motherfuckers out there.
Or your job, it's about having good friends, a nice car, and nailing as many women as possible. That's why I choose Boosh Cologne. The name Cologne stems from the Roman Empress Agrippina, who'd sleep with anyone. I know. I did. And I'll sleep with you, too. God, I love myself. I smell great.
Boosh Cologne. Get your sperm swimming.
Yeah. And I'd like to thank everybody for coming through, hanging out on the show. My dog, Aunt Dog, Miss Loretta, you know what I'm saying? Miss Computer Lady, my dog, Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying, for coming through. And that's real. And don't forget, y'all, go on out there, man. It's tis the season to spread love. It is not the motherfucking season to give gifts. Because motherfuckers get so caught up on that, and we in economic so-called strife. So go out there and make a motherfucking macaroni necklace for somebody. And I guarantee they'll appreciate it, because your old adult ass, they ain't even going to believe you sat down and did some shit like that. But it's the kindness that you put into it, and it's the thought that counts. And if you're thinking about somebody, as long as you reach out and let them know that you're thinking about them, that's the greatest gift in the world. And on that note, we're going to end this motherfucker with Shelly K. Special Friends, because I love this motherfucking song. All right, y'all. This is the official Two-Man Army Monday. Big ups to Two-Man Army, Beta Bay Area Idols. You know what I'm saying? Winner for 2009, man. Check them out at the official twomanarmy.com and myspace.com/twomanarmy112. Yeah. And we back here live tomorrow, y'all. Time to learn a language. We learning the language, y'all. Come through. We studying Arabic tomorrow on the show. Thank y'all, man. Much love. Love the world. It's real. Appreciate it. And I'd like to thank Dre D, you know what I'm saying, for Maximum Reality Radio, for calling me up, hitting me up, you know what I'm saying, giving me a little interview, put my info out there. And that's what we do, man. It's all about networking when it comes to online community. You know what I'm saying? So everybody out there, make sure you stay blessed and unstressed. Because it is a crazy world, but we can all get through it together. We all just network. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. Peace out. Right now, Wrecking the Game Radio. Starship Smelly Pride. DJ Smells So Good. Shout out to DJ Party Time, Miss Janu, and my whole entire crew. It's going down. See you tomorrow on the show. Peace out.
Come around, and you always seem to know just the right thing to say. And somehow it seems to brighten up my day.
Your friend.